And hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Hawkeye Huddle here on 17 Under the Champ. Brett Ridge, Dave Creighton Jr., Trent Kahn, and along the way here, G. Miggs in West Des Moines. Stop on by tonight. Say hi. Steak night, as always, on Tuesday nights. Creighton Sr. in the house. We got Cyclone Friends of the Hawkeye Huddle in the house, King George. And Big Kozlowski shows up tonight. Dave Kozlowski, of course, the longtime sponsor of the program here. If you want to meet him, we'll talk about his services.
If you want to meet him, discuss all of your family law needs over a beer.
Hey, he's one of our advertisers. Come on in. Exactly. Well, it's happened, right?
Well, I'm
not going to say he's never met a client before for a beer and to talk things over.
I'm just saying that with the proclivity of divorce in today's society, Kaz is their man.
Neither one of us is. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
No, yeah, so, we're two for two on that.
Let's do breaking news, since we never get to do breaking news because we do a show on Tuesday after football games on Saturday and some basketball games on Sunday, and there's never basketball on Monday. So
until next week.
That's true. There is Monday next week. Can't say never, right? Anyway, Big Ten, all Big Ten football teams. Is this the media or the AP that just came out, Trent? Which is it? I don't know.
Isn't the AP the media?
The media, yes. Sorry, it's not AP, the media.
It's actually, this is from the
Big
UPI.
That they do not have United Press International anymore. Amani Hooker, Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year. Fourth time in 7 years a Hawkeye has won the award. Amani Hooker gets that award. And A.J. Epenesa, who did not start a football game this year, is a first-team All-Big Ten defensive end.
Name the four defensive backs who are...
Jackson.
Yes.
Desmond King.
Yes. Hooker.
And...
what's his name?
Well, or how far back? I don't know who else won it.
I don't know. You're the one who just said fourth time in 7 years.
So Micah Hyde's before that.
No, that's
probably it.
Because he
was 2010, 2011. And
Micah Hyde, yeah, you're right.
Micah Hyde.
Probably.
I'd like to phone a friend right now, but they're all here.
Yeah. D-back you. And so a lot of and this is why Iowa continues to be able to recruit good defensive backs, because they seem to be able to make something out of guys that come in with a little bit of work ethic and a little bit of talent as well. But good for them. We'll be trying to take a look here at what else is coming over the wire here, and at least out on Twitter.
Coming over the wire.
Amir Smith-Marset. The Rodgers-Dwight – I didn't realize Dwight was on this. Rodgers-Dwight Return Specialist of the Year.
So
Iowa did lead the conference in the country in kick return.
Is that Carlos Rodgers?
I don't know, but it's got to be Tim Dwight, right?
Well, clearly. It's not Dwight Howard in some of his incidents.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
I don't think he played any football.
Not that I know of.
No.
So we'll get a little bit more of this here in the break. Maybe we can write them all down and see where all the Hawkeyes ended up.
Epenesa,
here.
First team, all Big Ten, along with Hooker.
Yeah.
Second team, Anthony Nelson. Second team by the media. Third by the coaches.
Oh, here it is. Yep, got it.
Matt Nelson, Jake Gervais, Miguel Racinos. Honorable mention for those three. And Parker Hesse and Geno Stone, also honorable mention from the media. Hesse also received the Sportsmanship Award.
Yeah, that's good.
Good kid from Walkout.
It's always good to be nice.
Those North Iowa kids
are
great.
Kid.
You should be nice to everyone, and they'll give you an award. Or like in the Little All-American West Des Moines Football League Distinguished Participant Trophy.
Everybody got a Distinguished Participant Medal and or ribbon. So, how do you like it? A.J. Epenesa doesn't start a football game
this
year.
It's Epenesa.
Epenesa.
Good
whatever.
Lord, do you need the phonetic?
Is Epenesa, Epenesa? No, it was Epenesa, Epenesa.
It was Epenesa, Epenesa.
Epenesa.
You've had it wrong for 25 years.
And it's also Ference. It rhymes with parents.
I got that one right. All right. Hey, you mispronounce. You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Mostly because I don't know their names.
Right. Exactly.
I know their numbers.
AJ, so they played him more and more this year, and certainly the other day, big contributor as Iowa ends up winning that game against Nebraska.
Crushing the Huskers. Huge win, believe me. It was huge.
It was huge. 31-28, they went in on the final play of the season at Kinnick Stadium. Okay, so 266 yards rushing. Iowa is destroying Nebraska in the middle of the second half. They're up 15. They're driving down the field. Nebraska has essentially given up. And you decide that...
I didn't decide.
Okay. Somebody decided on the Iowa sidelines that mathematically, Three scores is not better than two. We're not going to take the automatic three-score lead. We're going to gamble and try to take the slightly larger three-score lead.
I think they were trying to figure out how to get Cole Rastetter, honorable mention, backup quarterback.
Colton Rastetter. You can't even get his name right.
See? It's because I don't know his name. Number seven, backup quarterback, honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
All Big Ten for throwing three passes all year, two for touchdowns.
Two for touchdowns. Well, the fake field goal was a mystery, right? I mean,
wasn't a mystery. It was a horrible call. I mean, there is no reason to be fancy there. None.
Here's how I look at it. I think there's been too much of that. At the time, after the first two drives, Iowa's defense had really shut them down, right?
Right.
The second half? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was watching Iowa push their defensive line right down the field, so there was no reason to chase points.
If you're going
to
go for it,
go for it.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. But you're looking at it. Worst case scenario, you don't get it. They have to drive 97 yards, and they haven't done anything in a quarter and a half.
And?
Now what happens? They go 97 yards. And it's a different ball.
It went three and out, and somehow Iowa still has not yet figured out how to defend a fake punt.
Well, they did. So for the first time all day, they did drop back two guys to receive that punt as if that was going to somehow gain them better field position. So they did exactly what Nebraska wanted. Nebraska looked up and went, hey, look, we don't even have nine guys on the line.
So did they yell the audible, barn door, barn door, barn door's open. The barn door is open.
Yeah. And they get the first down, and they converted fourth downs on that drive to go the length of the field.
How about the personal foul at the end of that?
Oh, that was horrible.
He's not a quarterback.
It was horrible.
I sound like Brett Ridge right now, but come on.
Well, in fact, I don't even think he hit him in the head.
He tackled too hard.
That was called tackling.
Yes.
Husker fan. That's called football.
Yeah.
I realize Bethune-Cookman doesn't hit that hard.
So,
okay.
Well, this begs a question. So Nebraska's, I believe they're somewhere in the neighborhood of, 126 teams are 124th in penalties this year. As far as they're
and they didn't have many on Friday.
They had two.
Solid discipline.
Two.
How did they not get one before the game for unsportsmanlike conduct?
I know you want to ask Tom Kaker about that. Because I didn't see the fracas before the game. I did witness.
I called it a... something else.
Okay. I saw them entering the field while the colors were being presented, which the Nebraska fans in front of me, who were actually pretty nice guys, but they blamed on Iowa must have cued them. Somebody in the tunnel must have said, go ahead and go.
What? No, no, no. Tunnel walk. Big red tunnel walk. GBR tunnel walk always cues itself.
Exactly.
Don't you know?
I don't know.
Have you not seen the video of the GBR tunnel walk? It is riveting.
They
smoke, mirrors.
Well, they high
five
Scott
Ross,
people,
Johnny
yes.
Rogers, yes. Mike Rozier, Dean Steinkuhler, Dave Remington,
whistles, yo-yos,
whips,
chains,
guys with plates on sticks.
Telling you,
it is a circus.
Always tells you something about the head coach who leads his team out of the field on the tunnel versus the one that just kind of nonchalantly follows his team out. So when you see PJ Fleck with the big arm, let's go, fellas, and cheers him's way out. And Scott Frost doing the same stuff. I'm telling you. And here we
are. You know, there are two styles of generals.
Yes.
Some that lead from the front.
And some
that lead from the rear.
Right. I'll tell you what, though. Aside from that, entering the field there, and then the fact that somehow Nebraska apparently never got the message on the wave. And now I will say this, the guys in front of me again, who I will say again, they're very nice guys. They're like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, did you watch any college football at all last year?
Did they not watch the Disney Awards? Oh, that's right. Nebraska wouldn't have been up for any of them.
The Disney Awards, that's right.
4-8 teams don't typically get their players to the Disney Awards.
Wait, I was told by a Nebraska media member that Scott Frost should be Big Ten
Coach of the Year, which, by the way, went to Pat Fitzgerald because, I don't know, his team came from nowhere and won the West.
They beat Bethune-Cookman, though.
Don't forget Bethune-Cookman. BC.
And a big victory over Michigan State,
who's clearly his offense is in arrears.
Yeah, 7-5 with they barely beat Rutgers. I really thought they were going to lose to Rutgers. Rutgers 1-11. Speaking of just going around the Big Ten, I know we're just all over the place. Lovie Smith gets extended. We can all stand up and give them a round of applause because we get to play Lovie Smith for at least four more years.
You know, I had no idea that Lovie Smith sang Zippity Doo Dah, Zippity A in a Disney thing back in the 50s.
All right.
He has a nice beard, though.
He does.
He does.
It's a beaut. I wish I could grow something like that.
Dude. You could give me from now until eternity, and I couldn't have a beard like that.
Good stuff in this game. Mekhi Sargent over 100 yards again. He looked better. He looked better and better and better as the season went on. He started to figure it out the other day, as far as he started to figure it out throughout the year. But really, the other day you saw him figuring out where those holes are going to be.
He figured out the Illinois game.
Yeah, and the cutback was there, and he's really getting that. And Torrin Young to some extent as well, but Mekhi Sargent
is he the lead back going into next year?
Sargent has to be. He has to be. Young will run over.
So we never got to see a healthy Ivory Kelly Martin.
Right.
He got hurt the first game, didn't he?
No, and on top of that, if you haven't seen the Goodson kid play that's coming from Georgia, if you're going to get you're going to have a running back who's going to push those guys as a true freshman, that kid. I mean, he's been on national television three or four times this year, and he is the real deal. Now, maybe it won't be next year, but no, I think you're right. You've got a question mark there. The only thing I'll tell you is that you saw the Iowa offense requires you to hit that cutback on the zone read play, and it requires you to counter. It requires you to have timing. And I'm sorry, for me, IKM and Torrin Young didn't quite get the hang of it on a consistent basis.
Torrin Young runs downhill straight.
Right.
He's not that guy. He's not exactly put my foot in the ground and make a cut.
He's LeSean Daniels.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right, which is fine when they're moving the whole pile, right? And he'll break a few and get to the second level, but at the end of the day, you need a guy who's going to make that cut because it's still Iowa's blocking scheme is actually, what, 7-on-8 almost every time? They're going to load the box with 8-9 guys, and you're going to have to actually make a move to get to the second level. So
unless,
that guy's going to make a comeback.
You're punting.
Well, that happens too. Speaking of not punting, the 4th-and-8 conversion by from Stanley to Hockenson.
Some serious stones. Allegedly.
Yes.
It was Stanley's option, and he must have looked out there and said, "I got Hockenson 1-on-1." Called Barndoor. Called the Barndoor option play.
Wide open.
Barndoor's open. He went back, stood in the shotgun, and I sat in my living room, and I said, "He's kicking."
Well, that's
the same.
We thought the same thing. He's punting. I said, okay,
I get it. He's going to punt. We're at the given ball with 30 seconds on the 10. They're going to.
The only doubt that I had was they flanked him with two running backs. IKM, inexplicably for the, I guess he's a better blocker, for IKM and Sargent, came in.
Is that the way IKM played?
He played twice. Two plays. Blocked on both plays. And both those guys.
Sounds like Andrew Ridge's varsity football career.
We had him. But IKM runs a little route, pulls off a linebacker. Sargent steps up and really destroys the guy that's blitzing. And by the way, if Nebraska doesn't blitz, this is not as easy of a throw. And then the two wide receivers drive their guys deep. Hockenson was as wide open as he could possibly be. It's as if, I'm sure that he could hold those gloves. If he had gloves on, he had those little Tiger Hawks. He could hold that together. And all Stanley had to do was throw a pass in a driving rainstorm 10 yards downfield. Ran it perfectly. And, oh, by the way, he ran past the sticks on 4th-and-8. He didn't run a 7 or 6 yard
in. 13-yard play, wasn't it?
Greg Davis would have run a 6-yard hook, hoping to get the
You know, I was happy to see someone post Greg Davis's offensive scheme for 3rd-and-8 on the interwebs here this afternoon.
That was from clear back in his days in North Carolina. Looked exactly like his time at Iowa. We'll be back on the Hawkeye Huddle on 1700, The Champ.
Live play-by-play coverage of every NFL primetime game right here. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700 The Champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we have a stalled vehicle on I-235 going westbound at 42nd Street. Currently, though, that's our only issue out there. All other routes and areas are looking good. Drive safe, Des Moines, and have a great afternoon.
This report is sponsored by Lowe's.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's and save 5% on eligible purchases every day made with the Lowe's Business Credit Account. That's 5% savings in-store and online. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
No, no, no. Everywhere I go, I hear no. It's even November, but not this month. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. I'm asking Des Moines to say yes during my Yesvember sales event. Say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your trade. Say yes even if you've had credit problems in the past. Get up to $4,500 more than appraised value during Yesvember. Don't let the others tell you no. We're giving bad credit the bird. My one and only for the people. Credit approval process is like butter, because we're on a roll, baby. We take out the mess and the stress and just say yes
to you.
So say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your old clunker. Say yes even if you've heard no in the past. But hurry, this offer ends after the first 75 people gobble up a nicer, newer car. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at approvedbyjoe.com. approvedbyjoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Target is here to help you discover all the ways to get your holidays holla done. Like order pickup. Just order ahead and have it waiting for you at the store. Try Drive Up in the Target app and we'll bring it right out to your car as soon as you arrive. And now, we'll bring the holidays home to you with same-day delivery shopped by Shipt. Whether it's a TV, hot cocoa mix, or ornaments for the tree, Target makes it easy to get what you need when you need it. Target run and done. Learn more at target.com/ways to shop. Restrictions may apply.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rush Niggin with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rush Niggin can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rush Niggin.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, the largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hi folks, Keith Kirchhoff from Temple & Rye, inviting you to try our 4 and 6 year aged rye whiskey available at a great retailer near you. Temple & Rye, a high caliber spirit, was first made by my grandfather Alphonse Kirchhoff and his partners during Prohibition. In fact, there's another Alphonse who enjoyed Temple & Rye, Alphonse Capone. Come visit us at our new distillery in Temple, Iowa to see where the good stuff is made. We are now open for tours. Check out templeandrye.com or visit us on Facebook or Instagram for tour times and details.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
It's football season, baby. My favorite time of the year. Hi, this is George Migliera of G-Mix Fish Street Pub. At G-Mix, we love football, and we have all the games on our 15 TVs, the Hawks, Cyclones, and all the big games on Saturday, plus the NFL games on Sunday with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And food, did I mention food? G-Mix Weekend Breakfast is the perfect way to start your football Saturday or Sunday, kind of like a touchdown pass from Brady to Gronk. G-Mix is located in Historic Valley Junction in West Des Moines at 128 Fifth Street. Football, food, fun, and more. G-Mix Fish Street Pub.
And we're back here in the Hawkeye Huddle. Brett Ridge, Dave Crane Jr., Trent Condon at G-Mix.
Live at G-Mix.
Live at G-Mix.
Brought to you by Kozlowski Law.
Brought to you by Kozlowski Law.
The big cause is in the house tonight.
Family law.
Come up, ask for a business card. Tell your wife, I just saw him. I don't know what the deal is.
And that would be
or husband, I suppose.
Husband. Yeah, I think it'd go either way. That could work.
It's family law.
It's family law. Also brought to you by Templeton Rye. We'll get to our Templeton Rye last call. Yeah, I guess we have to for sure start into basketball or wrestling or something like that later. No football for a while. We'll see. When we get back to towards the end of the show. On the line with us now, joining us a little early tonight because he's got to get over to Coffer Hawkeye Arena, is Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, real quick, before we even kind of get into a lot of what's happened at this point, a rumor, just a rumor, somewhere today, some people are starting to throw out there that Phil Parker, Iowa's defensive coordinator, has been offered a position as Mississippi's defensive coordinator. Apparently they got a lot of money floating around because they're not paying their players anymore. They can double his salary. You heard anything about this at all?
Have not. Would be a complete shock to me because Phil's turned down better jobs than the old Miss D coordinator job that would have brought him more money. I had a chance to sit down with Phil for about an hour over the summer just to reflect on his 20 years at Iowa. And the theme of it was basically he wants stability in his life. And he's never been about chasing money or chasing this or chasing that. He stayed at Toledo for 10 years as a defensive backs coach. He's had opportunities. I know, like, Gary Pinkel, one of his good friends, tried to hire him to Missouri, and he didn't go there from Iowa. So I the old Miss situation is 1 year away from being unemployed. I mean, because they're probably going to fire their coach next year if he doesn't win eight games, and he's probably not going to win eight games. So I just don't see it happening.
Good to know, because when you take a look at the Big Ten, all Big Ten teams that just came out, Iowa well represented, especially in the defensive side again. Now, you want to...
Oh, it's my turn. I'm sorry. I was enamored by your brilliance.
I am a great orator. Yes.
So Tom, you're in Kinnick Stadium early enough. You saw the skirmish in the pregame between Iowa and Nebraska. What happened?
Well, basically, Iowa comes out and does their kind of lines formations where they do kind of their, basically Chris Doyle puts them through some stretching, running exercises, and they're lined up on their side of the field, and Nebraska comes out of their tunnel and decides to gather at about the 40-yard line of where Iowa is doing their stuff and not on their side of the field and bouncing around and woofing and kind of just doing their thing and got in the way of the Iowa players doing what they were do before every game. And I've never seen a team try to do that to Iowa and come on their side of the field that way. And Scott Frost was down there. Brian Ferentz was kind of angry about it, it looked like, at least barking back at them about it. And it dissipated fairly quickly, but it just looked like Nebraska did it intentionally. Now, I don't know if they did or not, but it just looked kind of bad for them doing that. But that's, they were woofing a lot during the game. They were throwing the bones up all the time whenever they did anything. I thought it was humorous that the guy who was throwing the crossbones up more than anybody else was number 25, and he's the guy that Hockenson roasted on the 4th-and-8 play.
Somebody's
and
got a great
Hockenson.
Yeah, somebody's
Hockenson
got a great
up
picture.
And did that,
does the first
smile?
Yeah, yeah, does the first
just
down
stood
deal.
There.
Yeah. Holds it like Jordan Bohannon against Wisconsin. And the dude's got his face down in the grass. It's actually a perfect explanation point.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was discussed in the stands as well, Tom. We have not seen a 4-win team come in and talk as much and demonstrate as much as Nebraska did on the field there.
That's because we don't get Bethune-Cookman to come here.
Right, we don't get wins against Illinois and Bethune-Cookman and decide that our coach is coach of the year. Hey, when you start taking a look at it, so there are three bowl reps there the other day, Tom. The Holiday Bowl, of course, has been the bowl that everybody's talked about. Citrus and Outback were there as well the other day. Your read on the bowl situation as far as where Iowa is going, we won't find out until Sunday night, maybe Monday.
Well, I've been mentioning for a while that the Citrus thing was certainly a possibility because they were going to try and bring the whole state of Iowa down there and drink every ounce of Busch Light in the state of Florida with Iowa State and Iowa down there. But I just... The only way that even comes close to happening is the thing you have to watch tonight is where's Washington State in the college football playoff poll and where's Penn State? Penn State's got to get in there, or you've got to get a Northwestern upsetting Ohio State. But even then, the Citrus Bowl would certainly take Penn State. Right away, so that just kind of eliminates that. It's just the only way that even becomes a remote possibility is if Penn State ends up in the New Year's Six Bowl, and I don't know if that's going to happen now because it looks like there might be two Pac-12. So I'm guessing they're probably not thrilled taking a really kind of crummy Michigan State team, but if they stick to we're just taking one at a time and we're not going to take a repeat customer, then they could do that. Or they could take Penn State too, because Penn State hasn't been there in this bowl cycle and you know, potentially Northwestern goes to the Citrus. But I think the Outback is, or the Holiday is the most likely right now for Iowa. It just seems like it's kind of just trending that way. An Iowa-Oregon matchup in San Diego on New Year's Eve.
Well, if it ends up being Orlando, and Iowa State goes there as well, you and I, Creighton, were in Orlando the last time Iowa was there at the Hawkeye Rally, whatever that was, 25,000 people, and they did run out of beer.
They did. Remember? That's correct.
Well, you and I arrived rather late.
Separately
arrived rather late, and we got a beer and then turned around and they were out.
It was gone.
Which was desperation time for you and me.
That was the day Matt Roth saluted.
Yes, with the 21 gun salute. Are we that low on? We have a short segment. We better move on. Why don't you go to the hoop? Let's move to
hoops. Tom, you're going to the basketball game tonight. You think the basketball team might be a hair overrated?
I don't think they're the 14th best team in the country, if that's what you're asking.
Pretty much.
I think they've ascended a little bit higher than they probably need to ascend, but they've earned it, and you know they've kind of gotten a little bit of a buzz about them right now. But this next 2 weeks is going to tell us everything we need to know about how good this team is, or if they're, you know, maybe not as good as we think they are. Because you've got ahead of, you know, tonight, obviously, Pitt, who's 6-0, but I don't know that they're a great 6-0 team. I think they're pretty average.
Paper Panther.
And then Wisconsin, then Michigan State, and then Iowa State. You know, three of the four at home, so they've got, if they can hold serve at home, I think that'd be pretty big.
Starting to see the rotation develop fairly consistently now without Cordell Pemsel, which is not a horrible thing when you're trying to split up the minutes unless you really, really need him in foul trouble. He's still hurt, Tom. When does this lingering injury, first of all, how much longer do you think he's going to be out? Second of all, when does this start to turn into redshirt talk, or is that just completely out the window at this point?
I don't know that the redshirt talk is completely out the window. Cran has been really, for lack of a better word, weird about the whole Pemsel thing, non-specific, more non-specific than he was about the Bohannon bruise, which was basically a hip bruise or a hip pointer kind of injury. Pemsel's, you know, this rumor about him having a screw loose in his knee from all of his knee repairs, I don't know if that's true. When he was sitting on the bench one game with, when he was still in uniform, it was wrapped more around the calf, so... and he just said he did something in warm-ups or something. I don't know, but it's very puzzling. Fran was really weird about it yesterday on the teleconference, just saying if we have more, we'll put out a release, basically. So I'm wondering if something's going on beyond that. But I really think they're going to probably need him at some point this year. So I kind of hope he's available to play fairly soon from an Iowa perspective.
So, Tom, with three of the next four games at home for the basketball team, what are your thoughts, predictions? It's early. What do you think?
All tough teams.
Yeah, I think they'll win tonight. They're 11-point favorites. It's gone down from 12.5. But I still think everybody kind of believes they're going to win tonight. This is a really young Pitt team that starts three true freshmen, and I think this will be their first true road game. So a little bit different atmosphere for them, and they're going to travel a little bit more than they have. So I think this will be a good test. And then Friday, Wisconsin's playing really good. And I was listening to somebody talk about the Badgers, and another Big Ten coach had told them they think Wisconsin's the best team in the Big Ten this year. So I think the Badgers are going to be a good test. And then you go.
Hey, Tom, we got to run. But yeah. Hey, enjoy tonight. Thanks. We'll check you next week.
Thanks,
all right?
Guys.
We'll be back on the Hawkeye Huddle. Tom Kickert, HawkeyeReport.com.
Wake up with the all-new morning show on 1700 The Champ. Taz and the Moose. Every weekday morning from 5 to 8. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 The Champ with Central Iowa's most accurate forecast from Local 5.
Tonight's forecast, increasing clouds, cold and quiet, a low near 14. Mainly cloudy Wednesday with some snow showers up north and a high of 33. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
No, no, no. Everywhere I go, I hear no. It's even November, but not this month. Hey, Joe Clements here from Capital City Motor Company. I'm asking Des Moines to say yes during my Yes-vember sales event. Say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your trade. Say yes even if you've had credit problems in the past. Get up to $4,500 more than appraised value during Yes-vember. Don't let the others tell you no. We're giving bad credit the bird. My one and only, for the people, credit approval process is like butter, because we're on a roll, baby. We take out the mess and the stress and just say yes
to you.
So say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your old clunker. Say yes even if you've heard no in the past. But hurry, this offer ends after the first 75 people gobble up a nicer, newer car. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com. ApprovedByJoe.com. www.ApprovedByJoe.com.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale.
If the unfortunate prospect of divorce should become a reality in your life, consider a collaborative divorce. As opposed to a traditional divorce, this is a lower-cost alternative based upon the principles of mutual respect, cooperation, transparency, and dignity. Most importantly, both spouses make a commitment to staying out of the courtroom. It is typically a win-win for both spouses and the kids. Please contact attorney David Kozlowski for more information. He can tell you if the collaborative divorce is right for you. David has 24 years of experience and practices exclusively in family law. He's located at 3737 Woodland Avenue in West Des Moines, just north of Valley High School. Give him a call, 515-226-0150, and arrange a free initial consultation. Again, that's attorney David Kozlowski, 515-226-0150.
Back here at G-Mix. On the Hawkeye Huddle, 1700 The Champ, Brett Ridge, Dave Creighton Jr. If you miss any portion of the program, which has been a good program so far,
just ask yourself.
I will attest to the fact that we've enjoyed ourselves so far. And you're driving home, you're like, wonder what they said before this. At thehawkeyehuddle.com, thehawkeyehuddle.com. Tomorrow,
or if you're currently
we'll get
driving
the podcast
home
up.
Wondering, why am I still listening?
Why am I still listening?
Trent's not on.
Trent is sitting here, and he may chime in from time to time.
Hello.
Well done.
Last note on football before we really move into basketball and some of the other sports. With the Phil Parker thing we were just talking about off the air, you and I stood with Norm Parker.
The great
Norm Parker.
Norm Parker will kick your ass with one leg.
He did. He sat in his golf cart. Everybody else had passed him by. They were done with him for the day, and we were chatting with him in a media day. I don't remember what year this was. But he said, you know why I stay here?
Let's go with 2004 or 5.
It had to be after that. Five or six. And he said, the reason I'm still here, I can go anywhere I want in college football.
The question that we asked is, who's the best guy you ever worked for? Because he'd worked at Vanderbilt, Michigan State. He'd been all over the country.
Yes.
And he looked at this as simple as he could.
And earnestly as he could, yes.
And without hesitation. I mean, this wasn't anything. He goes, that guy.
This guy is why I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I will never go anywhere. This is the best man to work for in college football. And if you don't think that Norm Parker had guys around him on his staff that lived by his philosophies.
And believed that,
you're missing the point.
What was Phil Parker's number one philosophy? It's just an option offense.
Norm Parker's. Yes, that's right, because that's when he told us that Iowa State hadn't been in the end zone in 3 years. And,
spread offense, it's just an option offense.
We don't need to worry about
it. I don't know. What is the big deal about this? Is just an option offense. And Georgia Tech and many others
have found
that out.
Yes.
Spread football teams have really not had the kind of success that you would have thought they would have had against Iowa.
Why Maryland scores 46 against Ohio State?
51.
And gets shut out by Iowa. They are the one-dimensional team. All right, we got to get to basketball. Tonight, of course, Pittsburgh, we're going to get to that. Let's real quickly recap the other couple of winter sports. Wrestling, they won on Saturday. They win their meet, 26-9, 14th-ranked Purdue. Missing five guys in their starting lineup, they still went ahead and won that anyway. The worst news, though, coming out of this is that Michael Kemmerer did not wrestle the other day, and he is done for the year with a knee injury.
Season-ending knee surgery today. I have a wrestling source. I can't name him, Jamie Jackson. And nevertheless, knee injury out for the season. Can he get a red shirt? I don't know.
They're going to apply for a hardship. Someone suggested
that he call Kyle Kemp and ask
what
the strategy was.
Don't call Kirk Ferentz because he's not had a lot of luck with getting those.
He's for that year.
Yeah, he's not done well.
He's still pissed about Ott.
They did get a big win.
Drew 30 years old. He's probably a lawyer somewhere. Yes, and Kirk Ferentz is still pissed.
He's still mad about that.
That Drew Ott didn't get his sixth year.
Mitch Bowman did wrestle up from 184 to 197 and still beat the number 11 wrestler in the country in Christian Bruner. Started off the meet that way. Yep. They did win 26-9.
Oh, by the way.
Iowa State on Saturday at 2 p.m. No television.
Oh, no.
BTN. All right, Jamie Pollard.
No, it's not on TV.
BTN streaming.
It doesn't show that on the website.
Jamie Pollard sent out a tweet yesterday, upset about it.
Yes.
The guy that is the proprietor of Cyclones.tv is upset
that he doesn't have coverage.
That he can't watch it on television. Yeah.
He'll be watching
Will the
Iowa
Drake game be on Cyclones.tv?
Yes, it will. Iowa State Drake football.
The guy that his football team will not be on television is upset.
Well, you want to know why. Viewer discretion advised.
Probably right about
this
that.
This could be 42-3. It could be.
You'd realize the last time Drake and Iowa State stepped on the football field, Drake won.
I'm talking about the wrestling match, you moron.
Okay, I didn't know you were moving into that. Women's basketball is last week. The currently 14th ranked Iowa Hawkeyes came from 24 down to beat number 25 West Virginia in the Junkaroo Jam, then lost to Florida State. Clearly worn out after coming 24 down.
The fourth quarter of the Florida State game.
Well, they had three possessions to try to take the lead at the end of the game, and Florida State had to beat Eastern Washington by 40 to get into that game, and Iowa was clearly worn out at that point. Little discrepancy. Iowa shot 34 free throws against West Virginia and four. None for Megan Gustafson. So something just a little. Lisa Bloder mentioned it last night. I was listening to her radio show on the way home, and she was like, you know, it was just a little crazy that Megan Gustafson somehow didn't get fouled once in the game. Not one time did they call a foul. Anyway,
and it should be noted that the Big Ten Women's Player of the Week has now been named the Megan Gustafson Player of the
Third
Week.
Third straight week to
if
open the season.
If she doesn't win this 19 times in a row,
yes,
wouldn't that be weird? She probably wouldn't be every single week she wins the Big Ten Player of the Week. She wouldn't be the Big Ten Player of the Year and not be first team All American like last year.
Well, she was 8-for-8 against West Virginia, so that makes her that made her 21 for her last 21 before she ended up, I think, going something like 14-for-16 against Florida State. So anyway,
she is the only Hawkeye girl who can dunk.
She's good. Iowa though at Notre Dame, number one on Thursday night. ESPN2, if you want to check it out, 6 p.m. at number one Notre Dame.
Also streaming on Cyclone TV.
Along with
Drake. Drake took Notre Dame into the fourth quarter.
Did they?
By the way,
I didn't even.
Drake,
who
you realize Drake's
ranked himself,
though, right? Yes.
So is Iowa State's women. All three women's basketball teams in this state are rated.
So the Iowa men are rated. All three of those teams are women's teams rated, and Iowa State sits just outside the top 25.
Currently receiving votes.
All right, Hawks tonight against Pittsburgh after beating Alabama State 105-78 last week.
They were up.
They played the subs like the walk-on guys the last 6 minutes.
Complete and utter.
It's 68
horrible.
Points at halftime.
Van Pelt thought it was a bad beat. They're at 36. They put in seven guys I've never even seen.
There were guys playing who...
Andrew Ridge saw minutes.
Yes.
I think he was.
He wasn't in the arena. He was trying.
Just for the record, he set a fine screen.
He's tweeting me. I'm headed over the arena to try to get to see if I can... I got next. I got next. He's like, I got next.
So you got eligibility.
He does have eligibility.
I hope he's academically eligible.
So it's 8 p.m. tonight on ESPNU. And then Friday... against number 22 Wisconsin at 7:06 on BTN, and then Monday against number 9 Michigan State at 5:30 on FS1. So you're going to have to juggle the channels.
So this is
but
not
three big games.
We don't have Big Monday yet.
They don't have Big Monday anymore. It's Super Tuesday.
Big Monday starts after.
Oh, after after Monday Night Football. That's right.
Right,
and the Big Ten is not a part of it.
No. It used to be Big Monday, but
I'm going to tell
Super
you what.
Tuesday or whatever.
Super Tuesday. Yes.
Back in the day, Big Monday with the Big East, you'd get your St. John's versus Syracuse, Georgetown, Villanova on to start Big Monday, and then you'd go to a Big 12 game, Kansas versus I don't know who's a good Big 12 team back then. Oh, okay.
Oklahoma and Billy Tubbs.
Big Eight,
maybe Iowa State.
Big Eight.
Followed by a WCC matchup with San Francisco and Santa Clara.
Santa Clara was going to get right.
It was the Big West.
Santa Clara.
Big Monday.
That's right.
Big Ten, Big Eight, Big Ten, Big Eight, and Big West. That's right. Santa Clara
and San Francisco.
So
wrap up.
Iowa into this one.
For the degenerates.
Number 14. Number 15 in the new net. There's no RPI anymore. You and I have not talked about this, Trent.
What is the net?
The net is now the metric.
For the Hawkeye Huddle listeners who don't know the net, what's the net?
The net is replacing, as Ridge said, this is replacing the RPI. What this is basically a combination of the old RPI, which is a schedule metric. That's all it is. Who you play, who you beat. That's all it is.
And who they play.
Combined with basically Ken Pomeroy-type numbers.
Right.
Efficiency rankings offensively and defensively, which is more predictive of what will happen in the future. They've globbed these two things together into one unit. They have not released how they come up with these numbers, which makes the Jerry Palms of the world, the Ken Pomeroys of the world,
nuts.
Very
drives
upset.
Nuts, yes.
But I got to laugh yesterday when they released these rankings.
And Ohio State is number one.
Ohio State's number one. Loyola Marymount was number 10. And people are freaking out. College basketball people I respect are freaking out about it.
It's 2 weeks into the season, people. I mean, this is not going to be a metric that's going to work.
If you looked at
until
the RPI,
February,
and if somebody would have wrote a year ago at this time, November, whatever we're sitting at right now, wrote an article that this team is ranked number 3 in the RPI, it's broken and it needs to go away, they would have been laughed out of the building because you know you have to wait until January and February before those numbers become true. Exact same thing here with the net. Don't freak out that Loyola Marymount's number 10 and Ohio State's number 1. It will sort itself out by February.
Well, that must be because of the large Ohio State win over Creighton.
Went on the road, beat the Blue Jays?
In Omaha.
Big one.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge.
It was huge.
Did they play at the Civic Center?
No, it wasn't at the Civic Center. That was actually at the Q.
Oh.
At the Q.
Or at the Link, whatever they call
it. What
do
they call it now? It's got to be Central.
I think it's the Link.
Yeah,
the Link.
It is.
All right.
You should be there. It's a good place.
I'd love to go there.
So
don't have to go there this year.
Pitt's in here tonight at 6-0.
Pittsburgh did not win an ACC conference game last year.
Well, they're playing.
I believe the first ACC team to actually go winless.
They fired Kevin Stallings. They bring in Jeff Capel. I don't know. Jeff Capel, who did go 30-9 one year at Oklahoma before getting fired again.
He was on Big Monday a lot.
He was. He was.
You call it callback.
Right. It's a callback. back to Big Monday.
Hawks favored by 11. I'll lay the points.
You think so?
Yeah. This is not my Temple to Ray last call.
Okay. I like the fact, actually, I like the fact that Oregon got a wake-up call last night, which may wake the Hawks up, too, just a little bit to have them look around and go, let's just check ourselves a little bit. We got to go out and play, right? And I thought Alabama State, the fact that they were up 30 at halftime against Alabama State, this is what you're supposed to do to a SWAT team.
Didn't they have 67 in the first?
68. And this is, but they have not been doing that the last few years.
In the Todd Licklider era, we wouldn't have scored 68 in two games.
Didn't we beat Michigan State 42-38?
42-34 or something?
It was an overtime. It's like a regulation game went to, was 34-34.
Not in football.
Know. That's supposed to bring that up on the Hawkeye Huddle.
Todd lackluster. Anyway, so all right.
So then they got Wisconsin Friday.
Then Friday night against Wisconsin, as Tom said, playing very well, and Monday night at Michigan
I am not
State.
Laying any points if Iowa is favored against Wisconsin. I will be grabbing points in that regard.
Yeah.
And then the hellhole that is the Breslin Center for Iowa basketball. B.J. Armstrong couldn't win there.
We got one.
Because it wasn't open.
No. Yeah.
No, it was.
No.
Wasn't it?
No. First season Iowa did win. They were the first team to win in the Breslin Center.
Haven't won since.
No.
They won a couple years ago. ACL after Chris Street.
We won 2 years ago with Utah and those guys. We pounded them there. That's when Iowa rose to like within a
almost number one in the country.
They were right by number one in the country before.
Didn't the even fade happened in February.
Barely made the tournament. Played Tennessee.
Yeah. No. That was the year we beat Temple.
I see. These are things I can't remember.
The year we beat Temple on the last on the.
Why are you asking me this?
Things are falling apart when segment three is a lot longer. That's what I'm
it
learning.
It seems to. Well, we have no direction. No studying. No outline.
We're breaking down basketball.
Our closing arguments are not solid. Kaz is sitting there going, come on, summation. Bring it to a point.
To a close.
Your honorable judge right here is about to kill us.
We still have 2 minutes left, so we can do our Templeton Rye last call. Brought to you by Templeton Rye, the good stuff. Templeton Rye small batch whiskey.
If you order a Templeton Rye right now, in the next 20 seconds, you might get it for free.
As I understand,
that time's up.
As I understand it, all of the whiskey. Look, Wednesdays here are G-Migs, our whiskey pasta night, and you get all of these different.
Tonight's steak night.
You can get a Templeton Rye whiskey kicker mule or a pecan pie martini with Templeton Rye in it. It's right here on the poster.
I believe
right behind you. What's your Templeton Rye last call?
My Templeton Rye last call is somehow the Hawks only go 1-2. Over these next two basketball games. I think we win tonight kind of handily. Sort of like, 84-68, something like that. I think Wisconsin gets us. Wisconsin's playing extraordinarily good basketball right now.
And they play a style that's gonna be just right for beating Iowa.
And then they go to Michigan State on relatively short rest and go up there, and I think they're just going to...
Preps Iowa for beating. I'm with you on both of those, and a preps Iowa for beating Iowa State at the end of next week, I believe.
Which we can talk about on next week.
Which we can do, but I think you're right. I think 1-2 on the week. Bowl game prediction. I'm going with Iowa to the Citrus Bowl. I think Ohio State gets in.
I'm going with Iowa to the Holiday Bowl, and Dave Senior does not get arrested at the Holiday Bowl this time.
Did that happen?
It was a scalping incident. We don't talk about it much at family dinners.
I'm going to hand him the mic.
I got no answer for that.
No, don't give him the mic.
Hey, come on down to G-Migs. Watch the game tonight. Have a steak.
The plea deal was, I'll go in the stadium. I won't sell him. he was 6'2 and even if I've ever seen it.
Join us next week right here for the Hawkeye Huddle on 1700, the champ.
Every Chiefs football game, right here.
Dominate this football game.
The Chiefs radio network lives on 1700.
Oh, let's go, champ!
The champ.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, the champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we have a stalled vehicle on I-235 going westbound at 42nd Street. Currently, though, that's our only issue out there. All other routes and areas are looking good. Drive safe, Des Moines, and have a great afternoon.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Kirchhoff from Templeton Rye, inviting you to try our 4- and 6-year aged rye whiskey available at a great retailer near you. Templeton Rye, a high caliber spirit, was first made by my grandfather Alphonse Kirchhoff and his partner during Prohibition. In fact, there's another Alphonse who enjoyed Templeton Rye, Alphonse Capone. Come visit us this summer at our new distillery in Templeton, Iowa to see where the good stuff is made. Find out more at TemplinRye.com or visit us on Facebook and Instagram.
It's football season, baby. My favorite time of the year. Hi, this is George Migliere of G-Mix Fish Street Pub. At GMIGS, we love football, and we have all the games on our 15 TVs, the Hawks, Cyclones, and all the big games on Saturday, plus the NFL games on Sunday with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And food, did I mention food? GMIGS Weekend Breakfast is the perfect way to start your football Saturday or Sunday, kind of like a touchdown pass from Brady to Gronk. GMIGS is located in Historic Valley Junction in West Des Moines at 128 Fifth Street. Football, food, fun, and more. GMIGS Fifth Street Pub.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
Tis the season to gather together at Montana Mike's Steakhouse. Montana Mike's has great specials going on this holiday season. With $2 margaritas, hand-breaded chicken fried New York strip, or even the prime rib, only available on Friday and Saturday evenings, and much more. And don't forget to grab gift cards this season for friends and family. Take advantage of these great specials and enjoy the regular menu too. You can count on Montana Mike's for carryout, catering, banquet, and party needs. Whether it's a small gathering with family and friends or a full-blown feast for a large group this holiday season, let Montana Mike's do the cooking. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Montana Mike's for lunch or dinner any day of the week. Montana Mike's has two great locations, just north of I-80 on Northeast 14th in Des Moines and on Highway 14 in Newton. Montana Mike's. Montana Mike's is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Montana Mike's gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at this station's website under the Sweet Deals tab.
You're invited to experience great customer service and incredible deals at Billion Buick GMC in Clive. Our reviews say it all.
I didn't feel pressured. It was a very smooth process.
Our salesman came in on his day off. Now that's going above and beyond.
People also appreciate the huge inventory, including the incredible all-new 2019 GMC Sierra. You're invited to Billion Buick GMC in Clive or BillionAuto.com/GMC. We are professional grade.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rushnigan with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services. 1700.